Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Afternoon, live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandalyn Stokes, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're getting ready for Sister Talk with another soul sister, Ishi from Arrested Development. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
You're more than well. We're so glad to have you here. We'd love to just have some sister talk and just share some information and have conversation about what's happening with you and words that can really just inspire and help other sisters along the way. Now, you're so gifted, so talented.
Oh,
Two-time Grammy winner.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. And I think it's a blessing of what you're doing. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you. So now you've made a name for yourself, in the entertainment industry, like as a singer, dancer, choreographer, songwriter, and then later transcending and blossoming into a solo artist. How was that journey for you as a sister?
Oh my gosh, it's been a journey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I started off in the music industry when I was very, very young. I've been dancing since I was 2 years old. My mother owned one of the first black dance schools here in Atlanta called the Jason School of Dance. I grew up in the arts. I started dancing behind local artists, and then I joined Arrested Development when I was 13 years old.
Okay.
And from there, I just kept dancing and traveling around the world. And actually, just through my experience in the music industry, I've been a manager. I do consulting. I do artist development. I do my own solo music. I write for other artists and myself. There's so many other things. I have more coming too. I also teach dance. I do mentoring. I just do a lot of things. So it's definitely been a journey, but I have to say it all started with dance and my love of dance. And that just kind of opened so many different doors for me because once I got into that and really heavily got into it, I started discovering other gifts that God had given me. And I was like, wow, let me tap into this. Let me tap into that. You know what I mean? So I believe in being multifaceted and not just, a one-dimensional person. So God gives us so many gifts. So I'm like, okay, let me tap into this and let me tap into that. So it's crazy. I mean, in a nutshell, it's been one road led to another road to another, a door opening. Crazy how life is like that,
Yeah. And when those doors begin to open, you were not afraid to walk in those doors. It started with dancing, but then you started doing everything, like writing music and managing and handling the business. What do you say to women who are, they've already started with this one thing, but they are kind of afraid to open themselves up to blossom into these other doors?
Well, let me say this. At some point, I was definitely, afraid because it was like, uncharted territory. Like, I had never been in some of those arenas before. So it was like just stepping out on faith, really. And I would just say to, like, you know, other women out here that's just trying to do your thing, just step out and just try it. All you can do is give it a try. You don't ever know what it's going to turn into. But if you don't do it, you'll never know. So that's what I would say. Just, even if you're scared and you're afraid, just try it. You know, just try it, you know, because that's what I did. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm pretty good at this. And some stuff, of course, I failed at and, you know, didn't do so well at, but I learned the lesson from it. And then the next time around, I did it better. So, you know, sometimes you just got to step out there and go for it, even if you are going to fall flat on your butt. But that's the best way, because sometimes, you know, you have to do that to learn to be a better person and just be better all around in what you want to do and the best in your field. I mean, I'm sure you can talk to anybody who's successful, and I promise you they probably will tell you they failed a million times. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. That's part of the, like, the journey
that
a lot of people take. Tell me this, how were you able to have people to accept you when you made the shift? So, because sometimes when you come out as one thing, like as a dancer, and mm-hmm. then you shift into becoming a singer and then a songwriter, how was that journey for you with people in the industry and even your audience accepting these different sides of you?
Well, you know, it's very strange. A lot of times the way you're presenting to the industry, that's how people just kind of pigeonhole you or see you. But the beautiful thing is that a lot of people, if you're a diehard, you were a diehard Arrested Development fan, and you come to the shows, you know that I sang and everything in the performances. So mm-hmm. I've always been a singer, but dancing was like my first love. So it was, you know, in the beginning, it was hard, you know, because, oh, you're just a dancer. But then when you get in there and show people what you can do and, you know, all the different things that you possess inside, then they respect you. So a lot of times I just created my own lane, my own situation. If someone wouldn't let me have a seat at the table, okay, then I'd move to another table or start my own. You know what I mean? And so that's what I did, you know, and I just planted myself and surrounded myself with people who were doing things in different realms that I wanted to get into. And if they didn't call me in that moment, they may have called me back years later. Hey, like, I had an opportunity to write for Angie Stone. Hey, I'm writing, you know, working on Angie Stone record. Would you love to come in and write it? So I, not only did I go, but I brought one of my fellow writers in and a dear friend of mine in to write with me. So, you know, sometimes I would walk into situations and meet people, and then 5 years later, 2 years later, I would work with them. But the initial, you know, connection is made years prior. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm so thankful that, you know, hey, sometimes everybody's not going to see the greatness that's within you. That's in you. You know, they're not going to see it. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay, because I'm a true believer. I pray about everybody who's around me and who I'm supposed to work with. And I ask God, if I'm not supposed to work with them, don't let it happen. And if I am, let that door open. And, you know, because I don't want to be in the way of anybody else's blessing. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm really big on that. So I definitely, you know, I ask God to, you know, to navigate me through the waters. And when the season is up, I have to move on. So I'm learning, you know, seasons may last 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, and then you move on to the next thing. You know what I mean?
Wow, so you understand that seasons. You understand the seasons that you go through with people, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's just some hard lessons, because I'm a very loyal person. And okay. Sometimes loyal to a fault, and I'm very supportive of people, and you know, and if you, you know, I connect with people. I'm a big energy person, so I love people, and you know, sometimes that's longer than I was supposed to, really, and I'm being honest, you know, and but I've learned through just my life experiences that the season is up, but that doesn't mean love is lost, you know. So I don't believe in burning bridges. And season ends, and then that same person, the same group of people may come back 10 years later. That's happened to me so many times when everybody's in a different place, in a different space in their lives, and then we work together again. So that's happened to me as well.
Right. It just comes back around. But understanding when it's time to start a season and end a season, that's very important to one's growth and development. Let's talk. Definitely. When we come back, Ishi is here from Arrested Development. Very talented, two-time Grammy Award winner, singer, dancer, choreographer, mentor, creative director, and more. When we come back, we're going to talk to her about love and attractions, especially inside and outside of this pandemic. More to come is On Point, a sister talk right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Out to you, my baby, needing you, wanting you. I hope you hear me, 'cause I need a touch from you.
Live well. Ishi, you sounding good. You're sounding good. We have with our sister talk today, Ishi of Arrested Development. That's lovesick.
Yes.
What's the inspiration behind that song?
Oh my gosh. So at this particular time, I had a crush on someone.
Okay.
And so that song inspired, that person inspired me to write the song. So yeah, and they didn't know that I liked them. So yeah, and that was some years ago. So yeah, and I wrote that song with an incredible producer out of Japan named Mamba Nua. And so, yeah, it was really cool working with him.
That's awesome. Now, during this pandemic, a lot of people sheltered in and life is so different. Talk to us about words or advice that you would give on love when it comes to women and sister girls who are single or married and looking for love, needing love. What words of advice or direction could you give?
Well, you know, I'm single. I've been single for many years, so I definitely, the question resonates with me.
Okay.
I would say that you got to first love yourself. I think that during this pandemic, like, self-care is so important. So sometimes we have been so busy with life and just the hustle and bustle of just living and paying bills and doing the things you have to do, being mothers and wives and sisters and, you know, aunts and whatever, that we forget about taking care of ourselves. So first we have to love ourselves first, completely and in a total, complete and whole way before we can even seek and, you know, want love from someone else. Because once you love yourself, it's just certain things you just don't, you know, you won't take and you won't deal with. So that's what I a lot of self-care during this time, just, you know, taking care of me and loving on me. And that's what I've been doing. So, honestly, my mindset, I'm not even thinking about a spouse or anything at this moment, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely open, but it's kind of hard to meet someone during this time, especially with everything going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I had a caller yesterday to call in about kissing, and he was like, oh, wow, you can't even kiss if someone's been infected. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I just, for me right now, it's like, honestly, it's self-care. Self-care, loving on yourself and taking care of yourself and, you know, really, really evaluating, like, things that you probably overlooked over the years, like, you know, changing habits and just wanting to be better coming out of this when it does come to an end, or, you know, and adapting to this new normal, taking care of our mental health and everything, physical, mental, spiritual, all of it. And I think that once that's in alignment, whatever you desire in your heart, it'll come to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just, right now, that's what I'm doing. So, you know what I mean? I'm just taking care of me, and I'm definitely open. But like I said, it's just hard to meet somebody right now. Going on with this, you know, social distancing and You know?
What do you think about online dating for, you know, for single women as an option?
Hey, to each his own, you know. Yeah. For me, that's not something I would do, mm-hmm. would want to do, because I'm a big energy person, and I love, you know, people and just socializing and being in front of somebody, seeing how their body language is, and, you know, just hearing their voice and looking into their eyes and things of that nature. So for me, I'm real old school like that. So, okay. so you know, but to each his own. I know people that have met really amazing people online. So, hey, if it works for you, I say go for it. You know what I mean? But that's not for me. But I encourage anybody, hey, do what works for you, because what works for me may not work for you. It may not be the best thing. So, hey, just be open to love.
Yeah, open to love. 404-892-2703 is the number to call to speak with Ishi of Arrested Development. Talk to us about attractions. How have you been able to manage attractions? Attractions from fans, followers, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. attractions from just people in the industry.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That you're just not even interested in crossing those lines with. How do you handle and manage that?
Well, one thing I believe in being kind and to everyone, and I'm a very personable person. So when I have, I like to say followers and supporters, when they reach out to me and, you know, hit on me or whatever, I'll say, oh, thank you so much. And I'm just, I'll let them know that I'm just not interested. But, I do it in a very nice way. As far as people in the industry, hey, again, I'm an energy person. I just watch you, and I see kind of how you treat people. And what is your character like? Like, what are you like? Because it's a lot of craziness that goes on in this business. And so I just, definitely don't want to align myself with someone who, doesn't, as they say, match me, and I match them. So I just watch people, and I've had a lot of people that, hey, they just want to date for various reasons in this business. And I've had people that want just, may not have been in the business, but because they knew I was in the business, they wanted to date me. But then I find out later it was because they wanted to be connected with somebody or hook up or, and it's unfortunate because you don't really know a lot of times what people's motives are. That's why you definitely just got to not jump into something. You got to definitely take your time, get to know people, because the real them will eventually show up. So,
Ishi, and when the real shows up, you're like, okay.
Oh, my, Yes, yes. And I mean, I just watch people. Like, a lot of times, people don't even know I'm watching them, but I'm watching. I mean, I just watch people, and I watch how they treat, you know, people that they don't think are significant or matter. And I'm like, if that's how they're going to treat them, eventually one day they're going to treat me like that when they think I don't matter anymore.
Yeah, so you're very observant of those.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Has it been challenging being a female when you're working in the on the business side of music with your male counterparts? How was that?
Well, I would say in my earlier years, yes, it was challenging because I was, you know, super young. Because when Arrested Development came out, I was 16 years old. So when you want to, you know, traveling around the world and stuff like that, you know, a lot of people didn't know how young I really was. And, you know, they'll try you, you know. It was always, you know, I want to, you know, if you want to work with somebody or, like, you know, really partner with somebody, like, on some real business stuff, then it would be like, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to get to that, but, you know, I like you. I want to get, you know, that whole thing. And so I had to deal with a lot of that, but I would just say, no, I'm not interested. And then, of course, if you say you're not interested and then they move on, then that lets you know they weren't really trying to help you or connect with you on any level anyway. So, but, you know, I've been blessed in my latter years. Pretty much everybody I work with a lot of males, and they're married and have kids and they're family oriented. I bring, you know, my daughter was little, she would come to the studio with me. My mother, when she was alive, she would be there. So people knew when I came to the studio to work, oh, she's about business, it's about family. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They knew that I wasn't really trying to get with them and stuff like that. So I have a lot of respectful crew around me. So I'm so grateful and blessed for that.
That's great. That's great. We're speaking with Ishi of Arrested Development. When we come back, how is pandemic life?
Ooh,
we'll talk about it when we come back. How is pandemic life for Ishi? Now that we're into month 5, going into month 6. Ooh, I'm telling you, we'll talk about it. It's Sister Talk, right here, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Greetings, this is two-time Grammy Award-winning artist Moshe Ishi, and you are listening to On Point with Wonderlyn Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Peace and love.
Morning, sun creeping, kissing on your jet black skin. Pull me closer, just like you do. Give me something to come back to.
You are.
I swear you're the finest thing I've ever seen.
Live well, win well.
You are.
You're listening to King from Ishi King. I'm telling you, so smooth, so smooth,
thank
so
you.
Classy, your music.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, two-time Grammy Award winner. You performed at the Grammy Awards, the NAACP, the Trumpet Awards, Soul Train Music Awards, Billboard, MTV, Saturday Night Live, David Letterman, and the list just goes on and on. Now we're in a pandemic.
Yes.
What are you doing? How do you survive and able to sustain during this time?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. It really has.
Okay.
Crazy. You know, nobody saw this coming. I get up and I pray. I journal, I listen to inspirational messages or encouraging messages, if you will. I exercise. I actually had just come from running before I started the interview. I get out in nature. I have to do that every day. And I just really, to be honest, again, tapping into gifts that that I have not explored yet. So, you know, when your back is up against the wall, because the music industry, everything in entertainment is kind of, you know, at a standstill right now. And right. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of things virtually. I do artist development, so I've been doing a lot of artist development virtually, consulting. I've even taught some dance classes, private. I even take my clients out to the park, and we've been doing it because I love nature. And that's what I've been doing, just pushing through. And my daughter models, so I manage her career, and so she's been super productive during this time as well. So we've been super busy just working on our next and developing ourselves. I lost a lot of weight during this quarantine. I'm, you know, close to 50 pounds down. So awesome. I've been doing a lot of things just to better myself. So that when we come out of this, that I'm better than I was going into it. So yeah, but it's crazy. And you know, some days are better than others, you know, just like everybody, you know, I've dealt with some anxiety, you know, it's just, you know, frustration, you know, but I smiled through it all and just pushed through, you know, because I'm just always been a fighter. I've never been a person to give up. So, you know, I'm like, hey, God has me. God has us. You know, it's been, you know, a lot of bad things that have happened, but it's also been, I think, it's kind of strange. It's like I tell people, it's like it's been very challenging on one end, but it's very beautiful on the other end, because it's a lot of healing that's taking place, a lot of self-discovery. People are embarking on things that they probably wouldn't have if everything was still quote-unquote normal. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
People are, look what happened with DJ D-Nice. Like, you know, so right. many doors are opening for people during this pandemic. They are flourishing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's just so life-changing. And then I think it's also a moment of just reflection, and for you to sit down and say, you know what, that doesn't even matter. Oh, I'm mad at that person. That happened. Whatever. You know, it's like, it just doesn't even matter anymore. The stuff that you thought mattered so much doesn't matter, you know, and people who had great jobs lost their jobs. So it's like it just goes to show that money can't even save you. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
right, right.
It's mm-hmm. just, we have to really get grounded and rooted in God, and just and really figure out, like, what's our purpose and what's the bigger purpose of us being here. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we get so caught up in just the everyday, you know, routine of life, and it can become mundane. And it's just like, I know so many people that hate their jobs, but they do it because, you know, it pays yes. the bills. But they're not really doing what God put them here to do. So I just believe that sometimes, you know, things are just snatched away from you, so that you have to sit down and deal with yourself and deal with, you know, bad habits or just all that, you know, everything, you know what I mean? So for me, that's what it's just been. Like I said, complete, you know, transformation on every level for me, so that when I come out of this, I'm better than I was when we started this, you know? So.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. What would you say that you care to share has been the one of the key or the biggest self-discovery moments during this pandemic for you?
Ooh, for me, that I would always put other people before myself. Mm. Yes, because I love helping people and I love supporting people. But again, I would do it to a fault. And now, again, that's why self-care is so important, you know, because if, you know, just like they say on the plane, you put the mask on yourself first, then the child. I always had the mindset, well, I would put on my child first because I want to save them, and then me. But how can I help somebody if I'm not together? You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So for me, it's been, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how much I put other people before myself, and I don't necessarily think, I think it's always great to think about other people. I'm not saying that because I love helping people. That's just who I am, but not to the detriment of yourself. And yeah, so that right there, just learning how to relax more and say, it's okay to just say no or do something for yourself, and you know, I'm learning that part.
So many women have that, you know, that instinct, that nurturing instinct to just love and care, even in, you know, parents, mothers, sisters, aunts. And how do you encourage women to manage their love, manage their heart and their care?
Boundaries, that's my new thing. So I'm learning boundaries, and it's okay to tell people no in love, because if you spread yourself thin, you're not really giving 100% everything. And I'm one of those people, I'm all in, I like to give my all to everything. And I'm just learning to, when I need a moment, take a moment. And my moment may just me be going to go take a walk, or, you know, just not doing anything, sitting in silence or watching a movie, because I really never really did that kind of stuff. I'm not a big TV watcher, you know, and I'm just learning that in those moments when I need to rest. And, you know, I'm a single mom. I love my daughter, and I do anything for her. But even my daughter says, Mom, relax, you know, chill out. You need time for yourself. Go do something for yourself, because, you know, you're always concerned about other people. So I'm really trying to really change that behavior. And I understand, like, I'm a gallon type love person, and I know everybody's capacity to love is different, and you have to respect other people's capacity, as well as understand that I'm a lover of love. I love on people, but I also have to learn to kind of contain that in some aspect, you know what I mean, and know that, you know, sometimes it's you know, you gotta pull back. And I'm an empath, so I also have to be careful of, you know, listening to things and seeing things on social media stuff. I take it in, and I'm always just, I care and worry about other people that I don't even know a lot. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, because I love people. I really do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I just, that's part of just my makeup. And so I'm asking God, give me some balance so I can love on people, but not take in all their stuff. You know what I mean? So
right. Like
it's my own, and carrying it like it's my own. So, you know, just pray for them, do what you can. And, you know, you can't help everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't help everybody. Got to realize those boundaries. We're talking with Ishi of Arrested Development. Now, when we come back, now you already know she's a dancing sister, right? She's lost 50 plus pounds during this pandemic. Now, to all the sisters and all the brothers, I know you want to know how. So we'll get some tips from her as to how we can keep this body in the right place. And our intake and all of that. How can we help ourselves and continue on this healthy journey during this pandemic? More to come. It's Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I belong to you, and you belong to me. My life. Hey, you standing over there, you're looking so fly. Oh, you sexy. You're blinding my eyes.
smile so bright, yo, you bring the light. Intelligent, incredible, you are, baby. I swear you are a star, my star.
Live well, win well. It's on point with Wanda Lynn Stokes and Listen Talk 1380 WAOK. Ishi featuring Omari Hartwick. You make me wanna. That's the start of power. I know the sisters are probably going crazy right now. Woo! I'm telling you, wow, you've collaborated with so many artists and as creative director, songwriter, choreographer. How are you keeping this body intact? You when some women are realizing now they have to order a size larger in their brassieres and undergarments and trying to find some for that midsection to tuck it in. What is your advice? Because you've lost 50 pounds. What do you say to women to help them to make sure they stay in that healthy place?
Well, number one, you got to eliminate stress out of your life.
whatever's
stressing you, because stress will keep weight on you. It will kill you. It really will.
That's true.
And so stress, I just started eliminating the stressors in my life. I eat a very clean diet. I love kale. I do an avocado a day. Do a lot of salads, a lot of fiber. I do gluten-free, no dairy, no soy. Drink a lot of water. I take herbs, multivitamins, vitamin D supplements, liver support, adrenal glands. Because a lot of people, we just don't show love to our lymphatic system. I do a lot of dry brushing to activate my lymphatic system. I don't eat after 6 o'clock, and I try to do like supplement a meal for like a smoothie or something that has all like veggies and everything in it. So yeah, I just eat a lot of fruits, vegetables. I do salmon or cod, I do that for, you know, my protein and stuff. I do a lot of almonds, flaxseed, you know, so and I exercise. I love to dance, so dancing has definitely helped me a lot. I do light weightlifting, resistance bands, so just a lot of different things, but I'm telling you, that stress, oh my gosh, listen, I have a friend that lost 40 pounds just by relieving stress in their life.
Wow. Wow.
And not doing anything else.
You find that some women don't realize how much a situation is stressful and the toll that it's having?
Oh, listen, yes, mm-hmm. because my mother passed in 2015, and I didn't realize that I was holding a lot of pain. And not only did she pass, but I lost like 20, maybe 23 people in a matter of like 2 or 3 years that I personally, you know, they were friends or family, and it was a lot. And so you're just holding all that hurt and pain and grief in your body, and it goes straight to your gut. And you're in a constant fight or flight mode. At least that's what it was for me. And, you know, just life in general, you know, being concerned about just life and, you know, this needs to be taken care of, that needs to take care of, you know, and sometimes we just don't even know that we're adding pressure on ourselves. And my head is way high. I have definitely been guilty of it. So, but yeah, I just started just eliminating stress and stressors in my life and said, okay, that got to go. I can't do that no more. Let me say no to that. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've never been a drinker or anything like that. So just, you know, stand away from anything that's not good for your body, but that's even negative talk of being around bad energy, you know, and the energy that you're releasing out of your spirit as well. So
yeah.
It all plays a part, you know, just not only what you eat, but literally what you eat spiritually, like even just being around the wrong people in the wrong places, it can just be toxic. So this toxic energy can make you just gain weight because you aren't happy and you're sad, you know?
Right. Wow.
Yeah, so I just just, you know, as they say, you have to purge and clean house, like for real, for real.
And get, I mean, to the, get it all,
you know, no, seriously, and get to the root of, like, why am I overeating, or why am I doing this, or why am I not losing weight? I mean, it's just crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, all of that.
Ishi, what would you say to two different types of women that want to be in a healthy place? To the woman who has very limited mobility, mm-hmm. and then to the woman who has mobility, what are some things that you would suggest that they try to implement, you know, on a regular basis while they're in the midst of this pandemic?
Well, I would say someone with limited mobility, like, just if things out there still, like, exercise videos and different things you can find it on YouTube. Find organization or groups of people that will support what you need and do it. Like my mother, when she was alive, she used to just exercise in her bed, you know, or lift her legs or do different things, and it was very effective for her. And I know many people that do that that have limited mobility. You lose use something, you know, your arms, move your limbs, do something that you can to just get that heart rate going. And you'll be surprised that just even that is releasing, you know, endorphins in the body, you're smiling, and it'll make you feel better. And then also just try to change, like, whatever habits, eating habits, a little bit at a time. You know, sometimes we want to just go cold turkey and say, we're just not going to do anything. But you got to just gradually, you know, implement things into your life, especially if you've been doing something a certain way for so long. You just got to take baby steps. And then, you know, I say, if you can, you know, it's a lot of things out here. Find videos about just good nutrition, things, different ways that you can season your food, and just little, it's just the small steps that will give you long-term goals. So that's what I would say. Someone who can, you know, that's not limited, just get out in nature. You don't even necessarily have to stay in your place all the time. Get out, just find a park, you know, go walking. You know, find a group that you can social distance with, another friend or something, go walking if you need to be motivated, and, you know, just exercise and find something fun that you like to do, because some people just don't like to walk. They might want to dance. Hey, mm-hmm. find some online classes that you can do, you know, several times a week, and, you know, give yourself a break on the weekend, and also, again, just changing your habits, you know, finding out what it is that's making you gain weight or whatever, because it is a root cause for everything. And if you can and you have the money to be able to go to a holistic doctor or meet with a nutritionist or something like that, do that, you know. But it's a lot of free programs out here, and then it's also, you know, programs that you have to pay for. So you have to just really seek and, you know, do your research to see what works best for you.
Yeah, and one thing you keep saying, and I hear you saying self-care, that self-care yes. is so important. How can it's people so stay important. Connected to you well, on social media?
I am a little bit of everywhere. So I'm on okay. Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook also. I have two pages on Facebook. But you can also go to my website, Ishi, E-S-H-E, Afro, A-F-R-O, soul, F-O-U-L.com. And you can find out all things Ishi, from my music, what I'm doing with artist development, the clients I work with, and also links to purchase my music, support what I'm doing, also my social media sites. But I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Ishi, the number 2, the letter X, Grammy Ishi, 2-time Grammy. And then on Facebook is Mosho Ishi, and then Mosho Ishi loves her fans. So, and I'm also on YouTube, Ishi Applesong. So, yeah, I'm legit everywhere.
Awesome.
You can find me.
Wow, she's everywhere. Stay connected to Ishi. I'm yes. telling you. She's a powerful sister. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me. And I have so many things coming soon, from music to TV stuff, all kinds of stuff. So just stay tuned, stay connected. Thank you so much for having me. And many blessings on everything that you're doing. You continue to keep shining, and I pray nothing but blessings for you and everybody
Praise
who
God.
Comes on your show.
Wow, thank you so much. Blessings to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.